Hello and welcome to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Charlotte Corapati, a 16-year-old high school student. When a teen first gets involved in banking, it can be a little confusing. We're here to talk about that journey today. To start, Charlotte, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Eliza. So, as Eliza said, I'm Charlotte, I'm 16, and I'm a junior in high school right now.
So, Charlotte, you aren't currently working a regular job. What are your main sources of income right now?
I would say that my main sources of income right now are definitely family allowance, birthday gifts, and sometimes chores like babysitting nephews and stuff.
Got it. So, are there any bigger things you're saving for right now?
I would say that the biggest thing I'm saving for is a car once I get my license.
Gotcha. And how far away do you think that goal is for you?
I would say that with my mom's help, as of right now, that goal isn't terribly far away, but there is probably more I can be doing to reach that quicker.
So since you don't have a job, you aren't using any sort of like paychecks or direct deposits, where is that money kept right now and what challenges does that present?
Yeah, so whenever I get like money from a birthday or like a holiday or something like that, it's normally cash. So what I do is I have a joint account with my mom. So I give her the cash and then she puts that into my account.
Got it. So you own that account yourself or is that just under your mom?
It's just under my mom.
Got it. So are you looking now into starting your own actual bank account?
I think that would be beneficial. Definitely as soon as I do look into getting a job, that would definitely be the next step to accompany it.
But since you're 16, you would be looking into a joint account, so it would be under your mom's supervision as well?
Yes.
When you look at different bank account options, what does the difference between a checking account and a savings account mean to you?
I think the difference between a checking account and a savings account is that a savings is definitely more long-term, and over time it helps you build to reach those goals. Checking, obviously, you'd use that more frequently, so that's one to just be a little bit more careful with.
Yeah, definitely. As a teen who has a job, I have both a savings and a checking account. So I use the checking account to put money on my card when I need to buy anything. And then I use the savings account to save for longer term goals. Since your goal is saving for a bigger purchase like a car, which account do you think is more important for you right now?
I think right now a savings account would be more important to this cause.
I definitely agree with you. Since you're saving for such a bigger purchase, you probably don't want to be spending as much. So have you looked at any local banks or credit unions in the Lehigh Valley? Do you know what the main difference is between any of them?
I know that the bank that my mom and I use right now is Bank of America, but no, I haven't looked into any credit unions.
So would you be looking into anything that would have maybe a debit card feature? Is that something that's important to you?
I think so, yeah. I think that would be valuable.
And are you looking into getting a job or are you just working on the income you have right now?
I think as of right now, I'm just working with the income I have right now.
So since you don't have a regular paycheck, what is your plan for budgeting your money between your spending and your savings?
I think that my plan would just to be to save as much as possible and really limit those unnecessary spends.
So you're not interested in using your income for anything extra at all? That's not a priority for you?
Definitely not. If it's not a priority, then I wouldn't be interested in spending on that.
I admire your willpower. That's definitely an issue I have with having income from a job is I often find myself, you know, buying clothes or maybe things that I don't exactly need.
Yeah, I think something that helps with not having a job is you don't have the means to like participate in all of that, like overconsumption in a way.
Right. And since you don't have your own debit card, it's not really possible for
exactly.
you. So you have to think through your purchases.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So do you think having your own bank account would make you feel maybe more financially independent than relying on cash or your parents' credit cards?
I definitely think so. I think that would be able to hold me a little bit more accountable as well so that when I do make those decisions to buy things, I'll know that it's coming out of my own money.
Right. That is a big factor. So talking about saving for your car, have you calculated roughly how much you need to save and how long that'll take based on the money you're getting now?
Honestly, I haven't looked into it that far as the details, but I would assume that I would need to accumulate a lot of savings.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Cars can be expensive. And are you planning on paying for things such as your gas, your car insurance, maintenance, and things like that?
I think that would be a sort of, like, the same way that I would get the car, I think that would be sort of, like, in combination with my mom.
Got it. Do your parents or older siblings give you advice on saving?
Yeah, so I have my mom, but then I also have a lot of older siblings, and they're all, you know, one is older, she has her own home. Actually, three of them have their own homes, they're homeowners, and the other one's in college, so they definitely have a lot of insight on how to spend money.
And what's one of the best pieces of advice you've received from them?
Something that, like, I like to keep in mind, and this was from my mom, is that she says, you know, like, a little $12 here, and then, like, a 15 here, and, like, a small 5 there. Like, you know, those do really add up, even if at the time they just seem like quick little purchases, because by the end of the month you spent, like, over 100-something dollars on unnecessary purchases just because at the time they didn't seem so massive.
I definitely agree with you. I think oftentimes, like, things like maybe iced coffee or a snack for lunch.
Exactly.
Those things can really get in the way, and I find myself spending a lot more than I need to on them when it would be cheaper to just make them at home or maybe, you know, go without it for a while. Besides a bank account, are you planning to use any savings apps or digital tools to visualize your car goal or track your spending?
I think that would be, like, a great tool for me to use. I haven't looked into any of those, like, technologies so far, but I think that as I get closer to getting my license, I think that's definitely a good tool for me to utilize. I think with those technologies and those apps, like, getting, like, a clear, like, simplified, even, like, a visual tool would be really helpful for me.
I definitely think so, especially because with things such as Apple Pay and, you know, digital payments, it's really easy to just swipe the card without checking how much you're paying. Or maybe, you know, you're not checking your bank account constantly. So something I've looked into is, you know, making sure I'm opening my bank account, you know, every single day and checking how much I have in order to make sure that I'm still on track with my goals. So what is the most creative way you've seen other teens manage to earn or save money outside of a regular part-time job?
I'm trying to think on that one. I feel like a lot of the people I know, we have pretty, like, standard ways of doing such. I mean, I do still know a couple people that, like, genuinely still have, like, an old piggy bank. And, like, honestly, like, it's very elementary and it seems very childish, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you can't break your piggy bank.
I think that's a really great point, is that's, you know, and keeping cash in something like a piggy bank, you know, you can't spend it and you don't have that temptation to, you know, pull out your debit card or look at your bank account and see, oh, I have 10 extra dollars, I can make a purchase.
I think it really, like, combats that, like, impulsiveness we have.
Another thing that is similar to a piggy bank is, like, a certificate of deposit. So a certificate of deposit, you put money in and you can't take it out from the bank until the time period is up and it earns interest. Is that something you've thought about?
I wasn't aware of that until you just brought that up, but that seems like an excellent idea. Yeah, I would be really interested in that.
It definitely is helpful because, you know, I can't touch it, so I can't spend it on clothes or coffee or anything like that. Do you think money feels more real or valuable to you now that you're actively planning to save and track it?
Definitely, yes. I feel like, you know, when we were younger, I didn't really have, like, an accurate perception of money just because it didn't really make sense to me and it wasn't, like, a bigger deal for me. But now that, you know, I do see how much things cost and I see how much, you know, money will be used in my future, it definitely holds a bigger value to me now.
Definitely. I think once I started to, you know, have my own car and be going out and making my own purchases and spending my own money, I started to realize how expensive everything can really be. And, you know, you talked about how quickly it does add up over time. And so understanding that now when I'm gaining income and I'm trying to save for things like college, it's definitely put it into perspective a lot. What is one thing you could do right now to show you're financially responsible, even without something like a credit card or your own bank account?
Yeah, I think something that I could be doing just to prove to myself and even, you know, prove to my mom who's, like, accompanying me throughout this journey, I think I could, like, cut down on, you know, like, going out, eating out, just those unnecessary spending.
Yeah, something that I really noticed was that when I started to have my own money, I started to, you know, buy my parents presents or something to kind of show them that, you know, I'm financially responsible and I can, you know, spend time and pick out something nice and pay for it, because that's something I had never thought about before. You know, my parents would just buy whatever gifts I needed to give to my siblings or friends or whatever. But when I started to do that myself, it started to show them that, you know, I understand it and I can take the time and be thoughtful with my purchases. So are there any extra helpful resources that you have found useful while learning about banking or saving?
I would say that the best resources I have available to me right now are definitely just my family and my friends, because a lot of my friends, they do have jobs. And as I said earlier, you know, my family, they're all working. A lot of them are homeowners. So just seeing that experience has been really helpful.
Definitely. I agree. It can be hard to find resources or even understand banking because it's a little complex and there's a lot of lingo that can be hard to understand. So I always find, you know, talking to someone who's trusted, who's experienced and has had different bank accounts and knows how to manage their finances can be really helpful.
Exactly. I feel like when you surround yourself with people who know what they're doing, that sort of rubs off on you in a way.
Right. And if you just even ask questions, that's helpful always because it can be really complex sometimes. What is the single most important piece of advice you would give to another 16-year-old who has money saved up but hasn't started banking yet?
I would just say that, like, banking, like working with an actual bank, having those accounts, that's a really safe way and a really smart way to store your money. And yeah, I would just say that, like, utilize those tools available to you.
Definitely. I agree with you. So now, looking ahead for college, do you think your current saving habits will influence how you pay for books or daily expenses?
Definitely, yes. Because I think my current saving habits, they're teaching me how much things cost, and I think that when I go to college and I'm even more independent, that will all be amplified. So I think my current saving habits will help me, you know, choose how I'm going to pay for things, choose what is necessary.
Right. And are you looking into anything specific, like a student bank account that are specifically designed for people who are going to college?
I think that would be a really good option for me, yeah.
I actually utilize a student banking account for high schoolers, and it's helpful because it has different areas where I can, you know, have them on my debit card. I can save for the long term. I can save for the short term. And I often find that it's helpful to have everything laid out like that. And it is useful because it helps me understand when I haven't really gotten out into the real world just yet. So what is the final step you, Charlotte, need to take before you go in and open up your own bank account?
I think one of the final steps that I need to be taking is just making sure that I am financially responsible before I get put in a position to manage my own money. Make sure that I am making the right decisions before it's all like more dependent on me. Like kind of in a more low stakes situation where I am still, you know, spending my mom's money, making sure that I can do that right before I'm doing it with my own money.
Right. And how do you plan on maybe taking those steps and showing that?
I think I could take those steps, like I said, like cutting back on those unnecessary purchases. And then even what you said about, you know, showing my mom that, you know, if she is giving me this allowance and I am like having this birthday money and everything, then I'm spending it on reasonable things like birthday gifts and stuff like that.
I definitely agree. I think showing your parents that, you know, you're ready and you can handle it, and you can do that through a lot of different ways. I think that's helpful for teens in order to show what they're capable of and that they're ready to do it. And I also think that learning is often best done by just doing it. So I think you learn a lot when you open up your own bank account and you start that process.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think a lot of the things that, you know, teenagers figure out, I think they figure out by doing, especially with money, because you don't figure out your mistakes until you've made them.
Right. Experience is often the best teacher. So looking back at this conversation, what's one thing you feel much more prepared to handle than you did a few minutes ago?
I definitely feel a lot more prepared to take the next step into saving for my own car and even possibly opening, you know, my own account in the future.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Charlotte. This is WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. We'll be back after a short break.
For the past 3 decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Hello and welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today Ivy Avatabal and I are talking about starting banking as a teen and beginning the job search. To start, tell us about yourself, Ivy.
Hi, Eliza. Thank you for having me. I'm a junior in high school currently, and I'm on the search for a job.
Awesome. So have you had any work experience prior to searching for a job?
I have, actually. This past summer, I worked as a camp counselor and at the snack stand at my local pool. And it was really fun because I got to learn so much with working with kids and just being a leader.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear it. So was that a seasonal position?
Yes, it was just for the summer while I was off of school and had more free time.
So now you're starting to look for something more long term?
Right.
So what kind of jobs are you applying for?
So far, I've applied to jobs that have to deal with like food and like food services. So I applied to like Starbucks and Target and just jobs like that are like local.
So are you hoping to build off of your prior experience working in the snack stand?
Yeah, that will definitely help me like get a job with food since I've already like dealt with it before. So I'm hoping that'll get me the job.
Definitely. My first job was working at a local taco restaurant. And then when I was searching for a second job, my food service skills helped me find my second job at a local pizza place. So what has the job search process been for you so far?
Well, I've been on many websites like to search for jobs, and most of them have like helped me find like what I'm interested in and like something that could really like work for me and have the best benefit.
What are those websites? They sound useful.
I've been using Indeed, and then there's one Career Finder that have helped a lot, and you like can filter what is like ideal to you.
Oh, I've heard of Indeed, but I've never heard of Career Finder before. That sounds like it's a helpful tool for searching for what you like, because it's really important, I think, to find a job that works for you and you're happy doing it.
Yep, that's why I love the filtering effect on those.
So what has been the most intimidating part of applying for a new job? Is it maybe the interview, the paperwork, or something else?
To me personally, I think the interviewing and the paperwork is pretty easy because they're just like simple questions. And if you don't overthink it, it's pretty simple. But I think the most intimidating part would be hearing the responses from the jobs, because I could think that like I have the perfect like resume and all that. But then they tell me no. And I wonder if I like did something wrong. But it's important to just push through and like keep applying and apply to as many jobs as possible.
Yeah, I definitely agree that rejection can be a little disheartening, and sometimes it makes you kind of want to give up. But I think that if you don't get the job, maybe it's not the right fit for you. So I think it's important to keep searching for your right fit. What kind of schedule are you hoping for, and how are you planning to balance that with school and extracurriculars?
So I didn't have a job this past fall because I was in season for field hockey. So after my sport ended, I figured it was time for the job. And I was thinking I could maybe work one or two days of the week after school and then both days on the weekend for longer hours.
Got it. Yeah, I have a pretty packed extracurricular schedule. So it was important to me that I found a job where I only have to work on the weekends. And that's where I make the most of my money. But it definitely is different for each person. So do you have a target number in mind for how much you're hoping to earn per hour?
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to earn at least $15 an hour, because since I'll be working less due to having school and activities going on after school, I figured the less hours, hopefully I'll get more for those.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great number. You know, personally at my job, I make $8 an hour, but then I have the opportunity to make tips from tables and customers. So while the hourly rate is lower, I am still making that extra income. So it definitely depends on the type of job you're in and what kind of work you're doing. So have you thought about taxes and how those affect your paychecks and your hourly rates?
I didn't think about that until my last job, and I saw when I got my paycheck how much was taken off, and it really surprised me to see how much of it goes there and how like it can all add up to a lot.
It's definitely super shocking when you get your first real paycheck and you realize how much is actually being taken out, and you know there's a bunch of different kinds of taxes you have to pay, and so it can be a little startling at first.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have maybe a big financial goal linked to getting the job, like buying a car, or is it mostly about having spending money?
Well, I think there's a lot of important things about having a job, like building like a good like social aspect and building like leadership skills and having like a bunch of other qualities that come to it. But with money, I'm just trying to save up for college and just have a good like safety net for myself. And I would save a lot of the money I make now because there's not too much I have to spend right now, and there's more, it's worth saving more.
Yeah, I definitely agree that having a job isn't always about the paycheck. It can be really important to learn those people skills, those communication skills, and, you know, the hard and soft skills that can come with different jobs. And I agree that, like, having a safety net is a really great idea, especially as you move forward and you have to go to college and you're a little more independent. So talking about those skills that you can earn from a job, what skills do you think you already have, maybe from school or hobbies, that will actually be useful in a job?
Well, I think personally I have developed a very good social network where I've learned to like elaborate with people and explain things. And definitely from being a camp counselor, there's a lot of leadership that goes into it and a lot of just being in charge. And that's really helped me like with other things that you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah, I definitely agree that having a job and learning those communication skills, sometimes that can be the biggest thing, and it helps you be a lot more comfortable around people in all sorts of different situations and, you know, really be better at experiencing school or life or different activities.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one thing you wish you knew about the job search before you started filling out applications?
I think something that's really important is just like how competitive it is. Even if there's like 3 spots open, there's a lot more than 3 people applying for that job. So having like a very good and like stacked resume could help you get the job better. So it's really about like what makes you different than the other applicants.
Yeah, I definitely agree that showing that you're capable, you're involved, and, you know, really doing well in your interview, having a great resume, that can help a lot. Since you've already had a job, do you have your own bank account?
Yes, I do, actually. I have my own, and I like to have some in my savings and some in my spendings for when I like to go out with my friends, and then obviously saving for college.
I think that's a really great idea, you know, using a bank account that helps you set up different aspects of it. So, you know, saving, spending, saving for short term, that can be really helpful, especially for teens. After you start earning, what's your plan for splitting the money between your daily spending and your longer term savings goals?
So I like to divide my paycheck into 2 categories, obviously saving and spending. And in my savings, I save 80% of my paycheck and then 20% goes to spending. But I do like to watch what I spend so that I have that until my next paycheck comes in.
I definitely think that's a really great idea. Something that I try to do is because I'm getting a paycheck and then on top of that, I'm getting tips. I try to put all of my tips into a bank account and then use my paycheck for saving money because oftentimes my tips are a lot more than my paychecks are. So do you have any necessities that you're going to have to pay for once you start getting your job? Maybe like your gas or your car insurance?
Yeah, I'm luckily not going to pay for my car insurance because my parents have provided that for me. I use my money in my spendings to pay for things like gas because I don't expect my parents to pay that for me.
And does that ever impact, you know, how much you're spending on other things when you think about it, like other things that maybe aren't as necessary?
Yeah, so I recently got my license and I had to pay for gas for the first time. And it was really sad to see how much of my savings went to gas and not on things like food that I like to get or like just things I like to get with my money.
And once you start dealing with necessities like that, it can sometimes be a little shocking when you realize how much certain things actually cost and how much you're paying for.
Yeah, it definitely has taught me to manage where I go to like save money for gas and also manage what I'm buying just so I know I have enough for the next gas purchase.
So if you could ask maybe someone who worked in the financial field or worked as a banker for a piece of advice, what advice would you ask for? What would you be wanting to know about banking and saving and spending your own money?
I think I would want to ask them on just a little bit more information on what the whole system is like and what they recommend doing and how much they recommend like saving or just putting away for like loans and stuff.
Yeah. And so when you're looking for advice on financial topics or saving or spending your own money, who are the people you go to?
I usually go to my dad for some financial advice because he's had a job for quite a while and he knows the process pretty well.
So you look for someone who's experienced and can help you out in that?
Yep.
I do the same. Earning your own money, does that maybe change your relationship with your parents at all regarding, you know, asking for money or buying things you want?
Yeah. When I didn't have a job, I would ask my parents for money to, like, go to the movie theater or go out with friends. But now I've really taken that responsibility and I've realized that whatever I make is how I choose to spend from my spendings, and that money is on me now, and I don't ask my parents for money too often.
Yeah, I definitely think once you start earning your own money and you can make purchases on your own, it definitely shifts your dynamic with your parents and you become a lot more independent. So going back to talking about finding a job, if you were talking to a business owner, what's the biggest assurance you'd give them about hiring a 16-year-old for, you know, their first or second job?
I have actually talked about this a lot. I think that having a job is so good for somebody, and especially when you're really young, it shows you all these different aspects of, like, how to communicate with people, how to manage money, countless things that could really help you later on and be successful. So I think it's really important for somebody to get a job, and I think starting at 16 is a perfect age because you gain a lot of independence at that age, and you're closer to becoming an adult.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think, you know, when kids get their first or their second job, it's a totally new learning opportunity for them. So they're maybe a little easier to train or educate than some adults would be because they don't have those same experiences and they're looking to prove themselves and do a good job. So what advice would you give to another 16-year-old who's maybe nervous about taking that first step and applying for that job?
So I think that it's important to realize that everybody that's at the age of 16 doesn't regret having a job, because all the things like you learn from it can really help you. And if you start earlier, then that means maybe you won't be as nervous going into your second job if you've already had one. So it's really about taking that first step and just starting, and it'll be a lot easier like the earlier you start.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think the worst thing that can happen is that maybe the job isn't the right fit and you go and you find another one. I think it's definitely important to emphasize, you know, learning new things and learning new skills that you're going to need as you enter adulthood. And so many things come with that, you know, besides just the job, like the managing money, managing your own financial assets, and the independence as well.
I totally agree.
What are you more excited about? The money you're going to earn when you get your new job or the work experience you're going to gain?
I think I'm obviously excited about the money and, like, seeing, like, how much I've made and, like, how much I've been rewarded with. But I think having a job is really fun, and it's a good way to get use of your time, and you can meet so many, like, new people, like your coworkers. You could have, like, a regular customer, and you really build a lot of connections with people, and I think that's the most important part.
Yeah, I definitely agree that, especially, you know, since I'm working at a local pizza place, the connections that I'm making and the people I'm meeting, they're really valuable connections and they're really helpful. You know, besides, you know, the skills that you would earn from a job, it's helpful to just earn those interpersonal connection skills. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Ivy. My name is Eliza Moore. Thank you for listening to WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. Teen Money Matters is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believe lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.